the Super Delicious Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, his friend Jimmy Olsen is about to take a trip. A trip to the moon in Professor Twiddle's curious radar rocket. We'll join Jimmy, Poco, and the professor in just a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough to tell you about an interesting observation he's made.
Say, gang, here's something I noticed the other day. Among all those characters whose pictures are on the comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out, there's not one villain. Yes, sir, you can say something good about every single one of those 18 different funny paper friends. Like Skeezix, for instance. Why, he's a regular fellow. And Smokey Stover, always good for a laugh. And Superman himself. Boy, he's a real hero. What's more, you can say lots of good things about the way those Pep comic buttons are done up. The colors are so bright and clear on the gleaming white background that, well, you feel mighty proud someday soon when you wear all 18 of those Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And for downright exciting fun, can you beat the thrill of getting a new button every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep? Or maybe even a duplicate that you can trade with your pals. So how's about reminding Mom right now that it's about time for another package or two of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal? Because that's the only way you can get these nifty comic buttons. You can't buy them, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Just get your exclusive prize in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
In response to an excited telephone call from Poco, editor Perry White's curious little book who speaks only in rhyme, Jimmy Olsen agreed to meet Poco's friend, Professor Timothy T. Twiddle, a slightly eccentric scientist who is planning a trip to the moon. To Jimmy's amazement, Professor Twiddle was serious. Not only serious, but on the third floor of his house, mounted in a launching platform, Professor Twiddle displayed his radar rocket, a cigar-shaped metal container with a plexiglass nose. And before Jimmy knew it, he was inside the rocket with Poco and the professor about to take off. As we join them now, the professor is up forward manipulating some strange dials, while Jimmy and Poco huddle in the rear. Jimmy is petrified.
Oh, Poco, I tell you, we're crazy to do this. We're as crazy as he is.
Oh, Professor Twiddle is often hazy, but on my honor, he's far from crazy.
But flying to the moon? Who ever heard of such a thing?
Oh, the more you work, the more you earn. The more you live, the more you learn.
Oh, you're crazy, too. I'm getting out of here. Professor Twiddle!
Don't bother me now, young man. I'm adjusting the radar receptor.
But, Professor...
Yes, young man, later.
Oh, relax, friend James. There's nothing to fear. You're not alone. I'll be here.
Oh, that's a big help. Oh, why did I ever get mixed up in this? Why? Look at me. Cooped up in an aluminum cigar with a guy who's nutty as a fruitcake.
Oh, I see. You mean me.
No, I don't mean you, Poco. And for the love of Mike, stop talking in rhyme, will you? That's driving me cuckoo, too.
Oh, talking in rhyme saves me time.
Oh, all right. What's the use? We won't be alive very long anyway. You heard what that guy at the control board said, his assistant. You heard him say we were crazy to try this.
And he always makes that kind of a fuss. That's why they call him Gloomy Gus.
I don't care what they call him. He's right. Radar rocket, fly to the moon on a radar beam of all the...
Gentlemen, all ready to take off. Next up, the moon.
Professor.
Don't thank me, young man. Don't thank me until our flight is complete.
But I want to...
I understand. I understand perfectly. You're overwhelmed with the honor. So be it. Now, if you and Poco will brace yourselves for the initial propulsion shock, we'll take off.
The roof. What about the roof?
Bless my beard. You're right, quite right. Slipped my mind completely. I'll tell Gus to roll it back.
Roll it back? Poco, he's crazy.
Oh, have patience, James. Don't call him names.
He's opening the door. Now's our chance to get out.
No, no. We'll have to go.
Gus, roll the roof back.
Okay.
Oh, it's too late now.
Thank you so much for reminding me about the roof. So, would have been quite embarrassing. Ah, there it goes.
What? Jeepers. It is rolling back.
Leaving us with nothing but the canopy of the heavens above us. The endless limits of space which we are about to conquer. Ready, gentlemen?
Oh, gosh.
Break yourselves. I am about to press the propulsion button. Here goes. We're up. I said we're up.
I'm afraid to open my eyes. Where are we?
Hurtling through space at 5,000 miles a minute.
Oh, courage, friend. It's not the end.
Maybe not, but it's the next thing to it.
Relax, gentlemen, relax. From now on, it will be smooth sailing. We're above the Earth's atmosphere. Perhaps I should give you both an elementary lesson in astrology while we're en route.
Oh, don't bother. If I never see a star again, it'll be too soon.
What's that?
We have just passed into the ionosphere.
Oh, dear.
How far from the Earth are we?
Oh, roughly 8,000 miles.
Oh.
Of course. I was under the impression this young man had taken a trip in a spaceship with you.
I took it with him, didn't I, Jim?
Yeah, but that was different. That was an accident. We touched something and it took off.
Very unscientific, very unscientific. In my radar rocket, it will see everything is under control. Our course is plotted, guided, impulsed, and monitored under strict mathematical equations. We are as safe up here at this moment as we would be in...
What was that?
Don't move. Stay where you are. Something's gone wrong.
I knew it. You see, Poco, I told you we shouldn't have come along.
Ah, woe is me. Such misery.
You heard what he said. We're in trouble. Something's gone wrong.
He has no radar impulse.
But didn't know what?
No radar impulse. No beam.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He says we have no radar beam. Could all this, James, be just a dream?
Well, I wish it were, but it isn't.
Don't get excited. Don't lose your head. It's just temporary, I'm certain. It's just temporary. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, then what are you so excited for?
Excited? Who's excited? Why, I'm just as cool as a cucumber. But don't you get excited. There's nothing to be excited about. Where's Professor Twiddle?
Huh?
I said, where's Professor Twiddle? What happened to him?
Well, you're Professor Twiddle.
Huh? Oh, yes, so I am. Silly of me. Where's Poco?
Oh, Poco's right here, and I'm here, too, and we want to know what happened. You said something was wrong right after that big hiss.
Yes, of course. The radar beam. We haven't any radar beam.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? Why, bless my beard, it means... Why, it means we're suspended in space. We're held between the Earth and the Moon.
Aren't we moving?
Of course not, can't you tell?
Oh, me, oh, my. Stuck in the sky.
You mean we're just stuck up here? We can't move?
Not without a radar beam. The gravitational attraction of the Earth is counterbalanced by the atmospheric depression of the ionosphere, placing us in a state of inanimate suspension.
Oh, cut out the double talk. We're stuck up here. Is that it?
Stating the matter simply, yes.
How far are we from the Earth?
Approximately 10,000 miles.
Oh, murder.
Don't get excited. Don't get excited.
Oh, stop telling me not to get excited. I'm not excited. I'm as cute as a cucumber.
There, you see? You are excited. You are.
Stop it. Stop it, I said.
My word.
Now, look. You say we're stuck here. We can't go up and we can't go down. What are we going to do about it?
Bless my beard, what can we do? Without a radar beam, we're...
Well, where is the radar beam?
Why, it just isn't. It was cut off suddenly.
Who cut it off?
Bless my beard, how should I know?
Well, look, the way I understand it, your assistant Gus, operating the radar set in your house, sent a beam up to the Moon.
Correct.
And then the rocket was launched and it traveled on the radar beam.
Correct again.
But... now there is no radar beam. It's gone.
Correct, once more.
That means someone at the radar set must have stopped it.
Yes, of course.
Who?
Bless my beard, I don't know.
It couldn't be Gus, could it?
No, 1,000 times no.
Well, maybe the machine went on the blink.
On the what?
Oh, the blink. Maybe it's busted.
I doubt it. I very much doubt it. This is the work of my enemies.
Well, whatever it is, we're stuck up here. Until someone gets the radar beam working again, right?
Yes, but we haven't much time.
What do you mean?
We're in the ionosphere, the region above the atmosphere. It has no oxygen.
What? No oxygen? Then how are we breathing?
We're breathing the oxygen from our own tanks. But bless my beard, we have just enough to last 24 hours. Just 24 hours and then, well, that's all.
Suspended in space 10,000 miles from the Earth, Jimmy and Popo listen in dazed silence as Professor Twiddle informs them they have only enough oxygen to last 24 hours. We'll be back in a moment for the climax of today's episode, so stand by. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know what a certain young lady told me the other day? Well, she said that she's been saving on her allowance lately because she has a swell hobby. It's collecting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. You see, you don't have to send in a single penny for these swell prizes, not even a box top. And yet you can have loads of fun with them, like trading duplicates, for example. Now, here's how that works. Suppose you get two buttons with Moon Mullins on them, but you don't have either Lillums or Superman in your collection. so, you find out which one of your pals has an extra Lewis or a Superman to swap. And there you are. And while you're about it, you can compare notes on how many Pep comic buttons you've collected. See who's likely to be the first to get all 18 buttons in this series. Then, of course, there's the thrill of pinning a new button with the others on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. Now, you certainly don't want to miss out on all that fun, so ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the prize package that brings you these exciting comic buttons. Remember, you can't buy them anywhere. They come only in packages of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Night has fallen, and inside the radar rocket, suspended in space, all is quiet. Popo is curled up fast asleep, and Professor Twiddle is dozing, his bearded chin resting on his chest. Only Jimmy is wide awake. A tiny yellow light burns in the ceiling of the rocket, casting a weird glow on the metal ribs. Suddenly, Jimmy stiffens as the deadly silence is broken by an eerie sound.
Professor Twiddle. Professor Twiddle.
Hey? Yes, what is it? What is it?
I heard something strange.
Strange? What? Where?
Listen.
Bless my beard, it's the pigeons.
Pigeons?
Slipped my mind completely. Good gracious.
Be careful. Poco's asleep.
How can anyone sleep in a place where people practically step in your face?
Sorry, Poco. I'm getting the pigeons. Ah, my two lovely little beauties. You were lonesome, weren't you?
Well, what did you bring pigeons along for? Now they'll just use up oxygen.
On the contrary. Pigeons use very little oxygen. And they're sensitive to atmospheric changes. All birds are. Don't you know they use canaries and coal mines to test the poison gases? I brought these little beauties along as a safeguard. To warn us in case the oxygen apparatus fails to work. They'd long before we would.
Oh, that's a big help. Can they tell fortunes, too?
Now, don't make fun of them, young man. Don't make fun of them. They may come in very handy.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Come in handy?
Huh?
These little lizards.
Bless my beard, what is it?
You bet they'll come in handy. Oh, boy, why didn't you say something about them before? Get a pencil. Get a piece of paper. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Almost exploding in his eagerness, Jimmy reaches for the cage containing the two pigeons as though it were a life preserver. Why is he so excited? Has he in mind? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Give a hip hip hooray, gang. It's back. For you and me, now there's Kellogg's famous variety. That's the swell variety carton with 10 separate generous packages of Kellogg's cereals, including Kellogg's Pep, Rice Krispies, Shredded Wheat, Corn Flakes, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Each box in Kellogg's variety holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. Just help yourself to your favorite kind. Makes breakfast a picnic of fun. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.